Hemp industry leaders, Glenn Holland with the Human Conscience. Hemp industry leaders, Glenn Holland with the Human Conscience. Photo, Ganja Grid. Glenn is the CEO of the Human Conscience, a company focused on vibration-controlled agriculture, by way of Ganja Grid, the plant vibration trainer. This is a patent-pending system that mechanically vibrates the plants using sound files provided by the cultivator/grower. The Human Conscience states that Ganja Grid creates a mutually beneficial bond between the cultivator/grower and the plant, and can be used through all stages of growth, germinating, clones, vegetative, and flowering stages. Glenn is a cancer survivor and is a firm believer in, together, we can synergistically enhance the evolution of this planet. Hear more from him below about the Human Conscience and Ganja Grid in this installment of Plain Jane CBD, Hemp Industry Leaders. Ganja Grid Q&A with Glenn Holland. Photo, Ganja Grid. I provided Ganja Grid details above, but say you are having a conversation over a joint with someone that hasn't heard about it yet, how would you explain/describe? Ganja Grid is a way to bond with your plants on a higher level like never before. It allows the grower and plant to be joined through a shared experience of vibrations. Ganja Grid can take any sound file and transform it into mechanical energy that is fed directly to the plant. For example, say you wanted to chill and listen to Bob Marley's Three Birds. Not only do you hear the music through your ears, you feel it in your bones, right? Ganja Grid allows your plants to feel those good vibes with you at the same time. You could even talk to them and they can resonate to your voice. Let me ask you. Do you feel stimulated when you hear and feel music? So do your plants. They are stimulated as well. It's a perfect marriage between grower and plant. A connection, if you will. The Human Conscience. When and why was your company born? The Human Conscience LLC, THCX, was born on February 15, 2019. Humans have been enjoying a symbiotic relationship with cannabis for thousands of years. Our company takes this relationship and adds a fundamental component of life to the mix. Vibration. Music brings people together and so does cannabis. When you consume that cannabis later, you know it was stimulated with the love of music, which brings an even higher high. Life is vibration. Nikola Tesla said it. If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency and vibration. By the way, this goes way beyond cannabis. Researchers from around the globe have written and agree that mechanostimulation, the scientific term of the technology we use, has its place in modern age as a means to help start plants off right in this ever-changing climate we live in. That term is called thigmapriming, which basically means get a young plant ready for the big bad world by touching it. Another scientific term used by scholars is thigmamorphogenesis. In Greek, that translates to thigmo equals touch, morpho equals change, genesis equals create. Our company is doing just that touching, changing and creating. I watched a video you sent that looked like seed germination, with vibrating waters, and it seemed like the water was responding to sound. Please tell me about this. During my chemotherapy treatment for lung cancer in December of 2018, my family went to Washington, D.C. where we attended an interactive exhibit called Pulse. You placed your hand on a tablet screen and sensors picked up your heartbeat and changed it into mechanical force visible by waves in a pool. So you could see ripples being created by your own heartbeat. That's when I had the aha moment and thought to myself, I wonder if I could use my own heartbeat to stimulate plants to grow in tune with my body's biometrics. From that spark, the idea came to be what would later be called the Ganjarjit Plant Vibration Trainer. During research, I found companies using ultrasonic waves to enhance seed germination. I kept this in mind when designing the Ganja Grid, and since it uses mechanical vibration to stimulate plants past the seed stage, I decided to add this feature, and our testing also demonstrated an improvement in seed germination rates and times. So it's actually feeling the vibes, not just hearing them. Whenever I bring out my weed stimulated with my own heartbeat and tell people, they are amazed. They are actually consuming something grown with my own body's vibes. How awesome is that? You can't copy that. Imagine getting Burial or Snoop's heartbeat or voice to genetically change the way a plant grows. They could make a one-of-a-kind strain that no one could copy. I hear the beautiful sounds of hip-hop in your videos, and not just the ones you sent me but also on social media. What's the story behind your like/love/appreciation for hip-hop? I grew up in Upper Montclair, New Jersey in the 80s, which is adjacent to Newark and East Orange, where there were many hip-hop artists dropping mad beats and rhymes. So from the time I was a teenager, I was exposed to it. Many hip-hop artists would have concerts all around us. Like Lauryn Hill, Tribe Called Quest and Cypress Hill. It was a mecca of all genres of music. Everything from Grateful Dead to Naughty by Nature. Discrimination was not part of our vocabulary in North Jersey. We all got along, and yes, cannabis was a huge part of the reason why. All walks of life in Montclair High School helped each other find the green. It was spectacular. And because we were so close to NYC, we would hit that up as well. Hanging in Washington Square Park with the Rastafarians was a regular scene for me and my crew. Hip-hop brings cannabis out in the open. I get no greater joy than to watch my cannabis grooving to Faded or Stoners. Those artists paved the way to where we are now. On the cusp of legalization. You have a podcast as well. What can listeners expect to hear when they tune in? The podcast is on hiatus right now as I am focusing on our vibration-controlled agriculture at the moment. The episodes out there are all about this tech. To learn more about Ganja Grid, please visit their website. Also, stick around and read about some of the other hemp industry leaders covered in the Plain Jane blog.